In the U.S., for the first time in 6 years, the number of seizures of methamphetamine labs has increased, and federal authorities say the number of meth labs is increasing because of a simpler technique to cook the drug. That means law enforcement is trying to find new ways to combat an old problem. Gail Banzit of member station KOSU reports from Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Methamphetamine has been around since the 1970s. In 2006, law enforcement made big gains. That was after a federal law placed its main ingredient, pseudoephedrine, behind pharmacy counters. The next year, meth lab seizures dropped by half, but the reduction didn't last. Mark Woodward of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics says addicts have found an easier way to make the drug.
You essentially combine all of the ingredients in one 2-liter soda bottle or sports bottle. It creates its own heat because of the chemicals, so what they do is they shake it up, and it's creating a heat which is causing the cooking reaction.
Woodward says this new method called shake and bake is different. Unlike elaborate and clandestine meth labs of the past, this latest way is portable and can be done in small places like a car.
Go get a suitcase or a duffel bag, but inside the meth lab, the suitcase, they can have an entire meth lab of jars and canisters and different types of chemicals.
Jason Ewing is a former meth user. The 21-year-old is a graduate of drug court, and he says he hasn't had a hit of meth in a year.
There's a lot of things that can go wrong when you're cooking it. We burn up a couple of my buddies' bathrooms just from the reaction.
The federal pseudoephedrine law only limits the amount a person can purchase, so meth cooks have enlisted friends and relatives to help buy the household ingredients. But because this new manufacturing method makes smaller batches, addicts can skirt federal law and buy fewer cold pills.
You know, you go to Walmart and you spend $65 or something, and you got all the ingredients there to make $2,000 worth of crank.
Crank is a street name of meth, and the drug's proliferation has vexed law enforcement.
This is Jason. What is your tip number?
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, police officer Jason Willingham writes down a drug tip. Authorities here report 200 meth lab busts since January, just a few shy of their all-time record. One of Tulsa's most recent meth labs was found in a stairwell of a state office building.
What we've seen already, I think we've had like 10 house fires that have started off these labs, particularly a couple of them in apartment complexes.
It's not just an Oklahoma problem. California, Kentucky, and Missouri have all seen big spikes in meth lab seizures. Indiana had a 20% jump in cases this year. Sergeant Paul Andry of the Indiana State Police says it's a constant cat-and-mouse game.
As we find a way to battle one trend, the manufacturers come up with a new way to do something. It's one of the problems that we really don't have an answer for in our rural areas because we just don't have the resources available.
Meth and its manufacture have caused millions of dollars in property damage. But Rusty Payne with the Drug Enforcement Administration says it's more than just a loss of property.
This is what people need to understand about meth, any kind of meth production. There's no other drug that has more consequences for the innocent than methamphetamine.
Law enforcement officials say they need even tighter regulations on the sale of pseudoephedrine. They point to Oregon, which requires a doctor's prescription for certain cold medicines. That state saw a decrease in meth lab seizures last year. For NPR News, I'm Gail Banzit in Stillwater, Oklahoma.